Volunteers were able to free a gray whale near Petersburg from some fishing gear. They say the whale may have been entangled for some time. Matt Lichtenstein reports from member station KFSK.
The gray whale was originally reported in Ideal Cove about 15 miles south of Petersburg. The disentangled team left the harbor Friday morning ready to head out to Frederick Sound aboard Barry Bracken's vessel Island Dream. But they didn't have to go far. Almost immediately, Bracken says they spotted the whale in the Wrangell Narrows right in front of town.
As we were leaving the harbor, happened to look over toward Saspe Island there, and they're right in front of Doc Sprague's place. Saw the what I thought was a gray whale blow, and I said, "Well, that's strange." And so we drifted for a while, and sure enough, and it fit the description of the animal we were looking for. So we didn't have to go looking for it. It came looking for us, I guess.
The team included Bracken, Don Holmes, and Sonny Rice, who are all board members of the Petersburg Marine Mammal Center, as well as local fisherman Bob Martin. They're all trained to respond to tangled whales as part of the Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Network. Working from a skiff, they were eventually able to get a carabiner in line, called a control line, attached to the gear trailing from the whale's tail. Rice and Martin were finally able to cut the massive gear off at around 2:30 in the afternoon near Mountain Point. Bracken says the whale was emaciated and had injuries to its tail, but at least it was free of gear when it swam away. Bracken, who is a retired fisheries biologist, says the fishing gear they recovered was not anything that's used in Alaska.
And the way it's rigged, it might have even been used as a sunken gill net, and I was talking to National Marine Fisheries Service about it, and some speculation that it's possible it could have dragged it all the way up from Mexico.
While gray whales are occasionally spotted in southeast, it's not their usual habitat. Bracken says the majority breeds off Mexico and calves in the lagoons of the Pacific shore of Baja. He says they swim 5,500 miles to the Chukchi Sea to feed, the longest mammalian migration on Earth. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.